All right, so we're in Home Server World. I've never been here before, man. I don't know much about Home Server. I should probably get one, but, you know, whatever. You know, it's an OS.
Right.
Talk to me. Who are you? What do you do?
I'm Chris Gray. I'm a development lead on Home Server.
Uh-huh.
And what do I do all day? I write code for Home Server.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, so we built a platform. I think I did one of these videos a long time ago with Mike Hall.
Cool.
And we were talking about, you know, this is about 2 years ago. We were talking about, you know, a server for the home. And we did a Channel 9 video, actually a small home server. But it was at the time we built it on Windows CE.
Okay.
And so the last couple of years we've been building a server for on Windows Server. So it's Windows Server 2003.
Okay.
And basically it's the coolest platform to develop new applications on, I think, for the home. It's always on. We've got an internet presence. It's Windows under the hood, so you can use your normal set of APIs.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, so Home Server is actually a Windows SKU.
Right.
It's obviously going to be a very stripped-down, functionally version of Windows Server, as you just mentioned.
Right.
What are some of the, actually on Channel 10, there'll be Jeff Sandquist and other people around the company talking about their cool home servers. So maybe you have one that you want to show to Channel 10. But what do you use it for, man?
So what I use mine for is basically to keep me out of trouble. So so what I have a tendency to delete things and to break computers. That's my knack. it's true. You know, my hard drives will start selling like a circular saw every now and then. And so the biggest way I use ours is we have a backup technology that you can take your computer, your client, your laptop, up to 10, and then it'll back up your computer to the home server. So in the event that you you lose your laptop or you break your laptop, you can get all your files back.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's mostly how I use it. I also use it to keep my videos and my music in one spot, mostly my music. I'm not a big video guy, but I've got a lot of music. And I keep all my music there. So at home, my Xbox 360 gets it from there. My desktop gets it from there. My wife's computer gets it from there.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I use it.
Okay.
But a lot of people use it in a lot of different ways. And,
sure.
So we've got software where you can download files from the internet. So if you've got, like, let's say you want to listen to, I just bought a Janis Joplin album, and let's say, I want to listen to it at work. I can get that album from home, from the server over the internet. We give you a free domain name, too, which is kind of cool.
All right.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat.
So let's talk a little bit about, so you mentioned it has, does it have all the Win32 APIs?
It does, yeah. Okay. So under the hood, it's just Windows Server 2003.
Great.
Now, we've added a couple APIs on top of that, and that's kind of, It's sort of what we're talking about, yeah. but we're really 2003. So if you know how to program in Windows using C#, Visual Basic, C++, C, whatever you're used to, all that will work. All your knowledge is applicable to Windows Home Server.
Great.
Yeah.
So give me some example of these APIs you provide.
Like. Sure. So we've got this admin console. And actually, is there any way to show you up on the screen here?
Sure, you can show. I'll zoom on in.
Oh, cool. So what I'm going to do, I've set my computer up here at the terminal server into the home server.
Okay. This is at home?
Actually, it's not, but it's right here. So it's... my home server at home is a wreck, you know.
Yeah.
I organized it myself. No, it's... this is just a machine in my office.
Okay.
And what we'll do is I just want to show you kind of our admin console and show you where you can extend it above normal Win32. Or, Windows Win32, C#, VB. Okay, so this is whenever you terminal server into the home server, you'll get this caution message. Basically, this says you're entering at your own risk. At this point, you're kind of in a developer mode. Because we're going to be in here, we're going to open the hood.
Okay.
And so this is the first step to opening the hood.
Okay, great.
I'm going to launch our console. This is the place where you go to add users, add shares, to configure your backups, and to do everything like that. We've got these tabs, and... like this is, for example, the computers and backup tab. This will show you where you can, the place you go to restore files. This will show you users, where you go to add users, give them permissions and stuff like that. But you can create your own tab here. So let's say you do home automation. You're a home automation company, and you want to do something where this your light switches and your devices integrate in with the home server. You can add a tab right there and do whatever you'd like to do. You'll get control of that. I'll show you that in a sample here in a second. Yep. But But that window, you own. You can paint it however you'd like. So a bunch of people we found have taken applications that they've already written for standard windows, and they just ported it over, adding this tab. So it's very interesting. If you're already in a business, like a media business, where you already need a server that's turned on all the time, you might call it a client computer, but you need a computer turned on all the time, or you have a server that you need turned on all the time, that's what we're for. You can just put your stuff on us, and we'll give you that reliability and uptime that your app may need.
Cool.
Yeah. So I wanted to... Do you mind if I plug some guys who won this Code to Fame challenge real quick?
What is Code to Fame?
Code to Fame was a competition that we gave back when we were in development to do exactly this sort of stuff. What can you do on the home server?
And yeah, yeah.
Three guys just came up with we had a gazillion people enter, and everybody made really great ones. Three winners were Andrew Grant. He wrote a program called Whist. And Andrew, if you're watching, thank you. My wife loves your program. What it does is it lets you create a website for a mere mortal. So the mere mortal is my wife, and she has a website that she uses actually for we just got married, so it's some wedding stuff.
Wow.
And more than that, but it's like keeping people up to date with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And she can just use a Word document and hit File Save into the home server share. And because of Andrew's program, it's already on the web.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's really neat. So that you go to the grays.homeserver.com, that's our website, and then bang, right there it is. And that's really cool. David Wright wrote a program called Jungle Disk, which is fantastic. It uses Amazon's S3 service to back up all your data into the cloud.
Okay.
And then Prakash Gotham wrote this program called Community Feeds, which one of our developers, Ryan Gammon, he uses this program to stream blogs. So, RSS feeds?
Yeah.
So he takes RSS feeds and automatically downloads them, the text and then like audio and stuff like that.
Sure.
And so in the kitchen, he can listen to audio feeds so his content's always up to date using
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And it's an RSS aggregator.
Yeah, exactly.
Of sorts. Cool.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. And but those are just three things that people have done right now. And I know of a lot of other add-ons, and we just wanted to just kind of walk you guys through how to create your own.
Sure.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Okay. So sample one. I've got two samples. Let me turn off my messenger. Sorry, Chris. Someone on the internet was like, hey, I don't know how to make a sample in Visual Basic. A lot of our samples use C#.
Okay.
So I figured, hey, let's use Visual Basic. Honestly, I'm new to Visual Basic.
VB.net.
VB.net, yeah, that's right. And first time I picked it up was yesterday. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's very easy for me. I thought it'd be easy for everybody else. So I'm going to close the admin console here. Close that. And then I installed Visual Basic Express. You can download that just from, if you go to msdnmicrosoft.com and search for Visual Basic Express, visualbasic.net Express, you can just download it. It's free.
Yeah.
And it integrates really nice with Home Server.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. So basically, this sample, I'm not exactly sure how I'll get it to everybody, but when this video is posted, I'll post a comment with the link to the sample.
Put it in the Channel 9 sandbox.
Well, I didn't realize we have... You guys, it's been 2 years since I've
logged in, go to the sandbox, and,
and just post it there?
Post it there. Just zip it up and post a zip file.
Done.
That's all you got to do. It's been there for years.
That's the Channel 9 sandbox?
Channel9.msn.com sandbox, yeah.
All right. Well, so to use this sample, there's very little you have to do. You'll notice there are two files, the SDK sample VB and user control 1.VB.
Mm-hmm.
So for purposes of what we're doing right now, and probably what most people want to do, just copy this SDK sample VB. It's got all the entry points that the home server is going to be looking for, and just it kind of gets you primed and running. You can read the MSDN documentation if you care about what it does. But the fun part is this user control, and so I can create using VB.net. I can create buttons and text boxes and labels and anything you'd like to do, anything you see in normal Windows. So here, I'm going to go to the toolbox. I'm going to add a new button. I'm going to add it there. I can double-click on it, and I can add new stuff. So I'll say, I've already created one called, it says Hello Everyone.
All right.
But I'll create another one, .windows.forms.messagebox.show. Hello. Again. There you go.
Yeah.
And then that's it. So I can hit F5 from here from Visual Basic, and it gives me test container,
uh-huh.
so I can debug it. I can try out my app. It's really not my my intent here to show you guys how to use VB, but from here you can say hello everyone, or you can hello again.
Sure.
Program just normal VB. So what I wanted to do is kind of give that first sample so that people can get back in an environment they're already comfortable with.
Okay.
And so at this point, if you're comfortable with Visual Basic, I think you'll be comfortable with this part. So now we've built it, and now we just have to install it. And installation is real easy. I'm going to go to my computer. Keep in mind, this is all on the server.
Okay.
We'll go to the D drive. I'm going to go to shares. So this builds, I built this out of the shares software, VB sample. I'm drilling into the actual place that the DLL is built. That's this. Uh-huh. So after compilation, we get a DLL. Uh-huh. And now my goal is to copy it so that the home server knows about it.
Okay.
And that's easy, too. I just go to C, colon, program files, Windows Home Server. And I open that directory. And installation is as simple as copying it in.
Wow.
Just copy it, and that's it. And now when I run my app, or run the home server console, you'll see that a tab was created. And I drew a little smiley face before you guys got here. All uh-huh. that'll be in the sample.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So there's a test tab.
Uh-huh.
You click on it, and you see the two buttons that I created.
All right.
Yeah, so it says hello again. But you can do anything you want in this area. You can anything. And you can do home automation. You can do maybe you have a video camera that's plugged in the back of your server. It's got a little USB, and you want to access off the internet. You can.
Excellent.
So actually, this whole console is available both from your client computer and from the internet. So if you use our remote access website, mm-hmm. You can, from the web, so I could be at work, and I want to know, I wonder if I turn my lights off. I can go to thegreatesthomeserver.com, log in, and I can see this exact look, your app, your C-sharp app, mm-hmm. or Visual Basic app in this case, and say, turn my lights off, if someone were to run that plug-in. Yeah, so there are all kinds of examples of things that people may want to do mm-hmm. when they can plug in.
And so what you've done, essentially, is you've created, obviously, the Visual Studio project file and the code spit that's going to contain the interfaces that you need to implement or at least use to plug into your
exactly
band, whatever your toolbar.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
And the developer can just concentrate on building the functionality.
Build the functionality.
And
right.
The UI, user
exactly.
experience.
Right, exactly.
Very
so
cool.
We've got a bunch of samples in C# already. Uh-huh. If people are interested in those. But like I said, I thought it'd be fun to do one in Visual Basic.
Great. It's a great language, actually. It doesn't get enough credit.
No, it's
those guys are innovating the hell out of that language.
I've heard that it's one of the most used languages anywhere.
VB.net is probably one of the most advanced languages that run on the .NET platform. Now, C#, of course, is a great language.
Right.
There is obviously feature parity.
Right.
But there's certain things in VB that you don't have in C#.
Right. People on the internet were interested, do we support Visual Basic? Well, certainly. It's .NET, right? And mm-hmm. so we just, time. It's, how much time do you have when you use something? We just didn't have any time to do Visual Basic samples. So, that's what this is.
So now, clearly, now VB.NET really is a different language than Visual Basic.
Right.
It certainly has a similar syntax, but it's definitely a different language.
Yeah.
So the question I would ask is, what if I'm a COM developer and I want to do this in C++ for fun? Can I do it?
Let me try to think. Kind of. So, are you...
Manage C++.
What you can do is... Oh, no, you certainly can do manage C++. Yeah, that would be fine. So our user interface is managed. Now, you could make a COM ActiveX control and then host that within our... you'd have to build a thin managed wrapper.
Sure.
But our UI is managed.
That's great. Yeah. That's actually a really cool story because people wonder about... So you could actually write an entire application on home server in C# or VB.NET or... Ruby.net when that comes out or whatever else.
Anything.net,
right on. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's
you can't do that on Windows.
No,
well,
it's
sort of can.
It's changing.
Windows forms.
Yeah, it's in
Avalon.
Avalon, which is my current.
Are you doing stuff WPF?
Personally, just for fun, I grabbed a copy of Expression and Blend and
nice.
But I haven't integrated up with home server. But we'll see how that goes. I'm having fun with it.
So now, home server 2008, I'm assuming is going to ship, or 2010.
I'm not sure what the
is going to be. But you're going to be on the 2008 kernel or 2008 architecture, I'd imagine.
I'm not sure.
Good point.
I really don't know. It's kind of
fun.
I mean, this wonderful. We just exited V1, so I can't say anything because we finished just a couple months ago. So
fair
we're in the we're just finished, you know, the euphoric... Right.
That's a good job.
Yeah.
Not thinking about the future. The only reason I brought that up, obviously, uh-huh. was that in 2008, you get 3.5 out of the box, right?
Right.
So
right.
that means you get WPF.
Right.
And you're WPF next, and you get WPF 3.5.
Right.
And various other cool technologies that are built in there. Yeah. Anyway, that's sort
no,
of...
No, no, no. It's...
Cool.
Yeah.
So... This is interesting. So home server is very programmable.
Very programmable, yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of people write their own little widgets and stuff?
Surprisingly more than we thought. We expected to have a couple people who are, you know, interested in it.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess, there are quite a few people who are interested in this aggregation that the home server provides.
Yeah.
Because it's always turned on, and because it's facing the internet, it's a very interesting platform to start developing client-server applications, especially if you've already got software written,
mm-hmm.
For example, media software, is we're great because we have this concept of infinite storage. And mm-hmm. My machine at home's got 4 terabytes now. You know,
right.
And
wow, you beat Larry Larson. You hear that, Larry? He's got 4,
and it's full. So I got to fix
you
that.
You got 4 terabytes?
Yeah. I wrote an extension to my media center. That's what's fun here, right? You can write all these little bitty, you know, I'm not making blood plasma, as they say. There's nothing, it's not important stuff I'm making here. I'm making still little fun things, right?
Yeah.
But I wrote a little plugin from a media center that just records the TV and just throws it up onto the home server. And then that way, from a media center, I can go and watch that television off the server.
Outstanding.
Where there's terabytes of storage. And it's... a big wire mess for me because I've got so many drives. I went to the lowest bidder, you know, my friends who had old hard drives. And,
uh-huh.
you know, they had this old 200 gig drive. I'm like, let me have that, you know. And then I plugged that in the back of my server. So I've got a whole collection of 100 gigabyte, 200 gigabyte, and then a couple 500 gigabytes, mostly 100 or 200 gigabyte drives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big old stack of drives that act as one because they're running on the home server. Yeah.
That's cool. And I mean, that brings up an interesting point because, you know, if you're on the road traveling out of the country, you can get to your server.
That's right.
Which means you could, and if you're running Vista,
mm-hmm.
For example, which has, you know, Vista Ultimate, which of course is going to have Media Center on it.
Right.
You could then watch.
Does that work that way? I don't know. The thing about, so I'm not doing any kind of transcoding, and there's copy protection on those usually.
Yeah.
And so they'll usually want to play on the device that recorded it, which for me works because the device that recorded it is the one that's playing it. But, you know, I don't know. I just don't know if you
can. So, I mean, but the one that's playing it could be the server.
Right.
And you're just watching it.
From somewhere else.
So I like that idea.
They're all kinds of cool. Yeah. They're all kinds of neat stuff. So I've got, if we have time for one more quick sample.
Of course you do, yeah.
I apologize, guys, for going so quickly on the samples, but the code will be up.
And that was kind of a simple sample. I mean, again, it shows that you guys provide a lot of all the glue code.
Right.
And then the people can just innovate inside the UI box, like you look over here.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly where we're going. That's what we want. So let me show you.
All right.
There's one API that we just did, and we're actually going to be announcing that we're shipping this in just a few weeks. So this video will be delayed a couple days, and
uh-huh.
we're doing a client-side SDK as well. We've created this stuff we call notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Guy on our team, Ryan, wrote them, and what they kind of provide this glue layer between your client and your server to send health messages. So, for example, if one of my hard drives were to break, you would get... A dialogue message, you know, would say, "Oh no, your hard drive's breaking. You need to go take care of that." And on the home server, we provide duplication. So if a drive were to break, you can actually just take the drive out, throw it away, put a brand new one in, and you don't lose your photos or your videos.
Excellent.
But it's just really neat, and being able to send these notifications is really neat. So, for example, say you made the home automation one. So you do have a home automation program with a video camera, and you've put some sort of intruder detection software in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when an intruder comes in, you want to send an alert to your client computers to say, "Hey, something's not right."
Mm-hmm.
So let me go over here. Down over here in the corner of my screen, you'll see that my home server health is green.
Okay.
And what that means is everything's happy.
It's alive.
It means all my clients are good.
Uh-huh.
Their virus scanner, their Windows update, all that's up to date. It also means that my disk storage is healthy
good.
Everything's good. Yeah. So I'm going to minimize the console, and I did this sample and close all this stuff. I wrote this sample in C#, It's about a 10-line sample. It's extremely simple. Now, what's neat about this sample is that in just a few weeks, this will work from the client side or the server side. So now you have the ability.
It's okay. Cool. All right.
I got a book, Windows
nice.
And Turtles.
Nice.
Rzinovich,
cool.
Nice guy.
All right. Rzinovich will be on Channel 9 again very soon.
He's
all right.
Friendly guy. He writes some good tools.
Yeah, he does.
I should try his new ones. I want it to be so that you're on your client computer and something goes wrong. Let's say your app detects something's wrong on your client computer or something goes wrong on your server end. You can alert everybody.
Okay.
So I'm going to just give you a demo here. I'm going to go to view code. This is it. This is all of the code.
Wow.
I have initialized the home server object.
Okay.
New home server info. There's an init method that says, hey, you know, let's start the show. Mm-hmm. And then when you push a button, I'm going to add a notification. That's what we call these things. And mm-hmm. then when you push another button, I'm going to remove it. And I'm sure it hasn't gelled exactly what these are, but let me run the app, and I think it'll become clear. Okay, so this is the app that we just wrote.
Okay.
This is our admin console here with our test tab. So let's see. Oh, my screen's not refreshing. There we go. So if you go here, notice our network is healthy. Down here, this is on my client computer.
Uh-huh.
We're healthy there.
Okay.
I'm going to come here. I'm going to hit add error. And what you'll see is, oh no, there's a problem with your server.
Okay.
And that goes alerts you on the server as well as the client.
Nice.
So you can come over here and you can close it if you want.
Uh-huh.
But I can hit remove, and then everything goes green again.
Okay.
Now, the third-party developer can now hook into that. So when you hook in, the task tray will light up, the health bar will light up giving your message.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely powerful. If you've got some type of application, for example, let's say you're uploading photos from your server up into the cloud,
mm-hmm.
and your quota's full, or there's a problem, you can say, error, uploading the photos failed.
Okay.
So there are all kinds of neat things I think people want to do with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a health monitoring system.
Right. That's right.
It's clearly in a few lines of code makes it pretty easy to respond to these events, right?
Exactly.
I mean, in the real world, what you're interested in is getting the event,
right?
And then understanding what happened,
right?
By reading the
right.
contents of the said event.
Exactly.
It's an object.
That's right.
Everything we do these days are objects.
That's right.
But and then you read what's in it, and then you respond to it accordingly.
That's right. And so, if you imagine you've written a plugin for the home server that
uh-huh.
does your home automation, you've detected that there's an intruder. That program sends a notification alerting the client computer, and then when they return to the home server UI, either from the internet
mm-hmm.
over the website or from just the admin console, it'll say, you know, hey, there's a problem, and but they'll be right there where they can go and run the tab that we just built in Visual Basic and
mm-hmm.
see exactly, you know, and give you step by step. The intruder's come in. This is, you know, here's a photo of the intruder.
Interesting.
Or however, you know.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Or, you know, one of the cool things I would like to do with the home server would be when I come in the house, right?
Right.
For my detection, for, you know, actually I'm going to need some other hardware, but, you know, there's a way for the house to detect that I'm home.
Right.
And that it's me.
Right.
Perhaps that could be maybe communication with one of my devices that it's
mm-hmm.
me that's home because
use,
I usually have
use
this
a Bluetooth.
Device on.
Put a Bluetooth thing in there and put by the doorbell. Have a Bluetooth receiver. Yep.
Nice, man.
You can hook that in with home server.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure there's a Bluetooth stack, but
that could still be pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because then the home server would then go, oh, you know, Charles is home.
Right.
You know, time for a Manhattan and put on some music.
Exactly, that's right.
Right on.
Yeah, no, that's right.
We were ways from there, but that's cool.
We're actually not that far. I think if you glue together a couple Channel 9 videos, I think you might be able to pull that off. I think Mike Hall did a video. Mike Hall and I can't recall who did it with him. Two folks did one, and I think they exactly did that. I think they used their cell phone with Bluetooth because it's got a unique ID, and when you walk in, it's
nice.
Like, hey, they're here.
Excellent.
And yeah, so that's a perfect app for a home server.
Cool. And home servers are really popular amongst what we call power users.
Right.
You know, people who understand what a home server could mean.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And there's definitely a lot of people around here that have that, and we're going to be exploring that on other channels to see exactly what they're doing. But from a developer perspective, this is cool because, A, it seems that it's really easy to get up to speed.
Exactly.
You can write, manage code.
That's right.
You can use, which means you can use Visual Studio.
You can use the Express editions. You don't need,
for free. Also.
That's right. You don't even have to pay anything to try it. You can. It's nice. All free. You just go download it and run.
Cool. Well, I mean, you have to buy a home server.
You need to buy a home server. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
But which is a SKU of Windows.
Which is just a SKU of Windows, yeah. So it's normal 2003 Windows Server, 2003 APIs, which are very similar to XP if you're familiar with XP programming.
Cool.
Yeah. Plus a couple extra little tidbits.
Excellent. So how long have you been working on this stuff?
Oh, it's been on for about 2.5 years or so.
Okay.
I'm trying to think back when I was on Windows CE. It was about 2.5-3 years ago.
All right. You were a dev in Windows CE?
I was, yeah. A while back, and we did. I was actually doing a home server over there. We did a video. Mike and I did a video.
Uh-huh.
We built a file server, SMB file. So I wrote SMB file and print server on CE, and we built a home server that ran on Windows CE that had a little hard drive and none of the features really that home server has.
So what is it like writing in such a confined memory context
on CE?
Yeah,
it's tricky. It's much trickier than it is on the desktop.
Sure,
because you. There are optimizations and things usually that you would like to do if you had some more memory, but so you end up having to be a little slower actually in order to run with less RAM. But C is a great platform.
I mean, it is.
You can do. There you go. We did another Channel 9 video a while back. It was kind of fun. So we did a video with. You take your cell phone. And this would be a great one actually to put on the home server. Oh, yeah. My gosh, it would be a really great one. So you take. Mike Hall and I did a video where you take a cell phone.
Yeah.
And put a little app so when you take your photo, it automatically uploads it to that time to a Windows Server 2003 server. But now you could use your home server because there's IIS, ASP.NET,
nice.
C#, all that. Yeah, ton of fun. So I actually after that video, I ran around with this program. You just take a picture with your camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, 3 minutes later, it's on your website. So 2 years later, the only photos that I have from my camera that I've been able to keep are the ones that were from that video that Mike made.
Nice.
Yeah. So actually, there you go. It'd be really cool if somebody made a video or made a demo that would do or a program that would integrate the home server to your camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, man, this is interesting stuff. And do you have a blog or anything where you?
I do. I haven't posted to it for 2 years, but I'll post to it again.
Yeah. There you go. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you for taking us through this.
All right. I appreciate coming by.
Interesting stuff. Yeah.
Right.
And just giving some props to Mike Swanson. He's one of the guys on our team. You probably have heard of him. Maybe. Yeah. He's an evangelist that does some pretty crack development, among other things. But that's his picture right there.
Which
of
one?
The leaf.
The back
Michael room? Took that.
Really?
Yeah. That's his.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
It's the best leaf. I like.
All right.
Cool, man.
All right, well, hey, nice to meet you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
See ya.
See ya.